ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟಿಶಿಪ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವೆರಿ ಅಪ್ರೋಪ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ that we had to make the changes in our one word, and that is mine into yours. And that is very important. Many great saints and sages, they have the realization on this particular word, and their life were changed. One of the example is the Guru Nanak, who was a prophet of the Sikh religion. He belonged to the business family, and from the childhood he has this inspiration to become godly, not worldly. But his father did not want him to become fully surrendered to God, because he wanted him to do the business. So his father forced him to do the business. And when he started doing the business, although he was not having much interest, and one day he was counting money. And while he was counting money, he started, according to the Hindi, the counting start with 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And when he reached 13, which in Hindi is called Tera, and other meaning of Tera is yours, he had the deep realization that nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to God. And that was his turning point to become spiritual, or the prophet of the Sikh religion. That word Tera, which is in counting is 13, became the turning point for him. And that itself is called like Jivan Mukti stage, free from the sorrows and suffering. And after that, he got a lot of realization, and his books and his teachings in the praise of God is very accurate and more close to Baba's knowledge. So when we come in Baba's knowledge, Baba also teaches that what is trusteeship. If we take another aspect of the trusteeship, after changing my into yours, when we say it is yours, God, it is yours, as in the path of devotion, every morning the devotees will say, Tan, man, dhan, sab, tera, tere arpan kya lage mera. My mind, my body, my wealth, everything belongs to you. Nothing belongs to me. But in the life, it is not practically practiced. So what is the difference between trusteeship and not being trustee? When we connect ourselves with Baba, we also connect ourselves with the virtues of Baba. So when we use our mind, our body, our words, which is called thought, words and action, in through our virtues, incorporating Baba's virtues in our life, it becomes the life of trusteeship. But if we use our mind, body and wealth, incorporated with body consciousness or any of the vices, then it becomes opposite to the trusteeship. In golden age, we did not know Baba. We cannot say that those deities use their mind, body and wealth, belong to God, because they did not have the understanding and the recognition of God in that age. But they were using everything belong to them, free from the vices. And they were using everything incorporated with God's qualities, Baba's qualities in the golden age. And we can say that their life was one of the trusteeship. Indirectly or in silent way we can say. Or we can say that their life was being honest as well as truthful or truth. Because honesty, truthfulness and trusteeship, all three come together. There are many aspects of honesty and truthfulness or truth. One of the aspects of the truth which is related to the trusteeship is, you know, in Hindi there is a song, Jhooti Maya, Jhooti Kaya, Jhoota Sab Sansar. That means this world is false. Maya is false. The body is false. Everything is false in this physical world. But what is false in this physical world? Why it is called false? If we take the example of Mahatma Gandhi or Jesus Christ, we can say their lives were of truth. Because in the life of Mahatma Gandhi, they have shown, which was of course practical in his life, was he was able to live on the path of peace regardless what situation and circumstances he had to face. And that is called the truth. Many times in his life and the people who associated with his life had to face so many situations for freeing the India, for independence. And many times the superior in the British government at that time would ask the people under them, that did he react to anything? Whatever situation, whatever torturing, whatever situations were created for him and his associate, if he had reacted or they have reacted, an answer was no. Because sometimes we react to this, we are not angry or we are not peaceless in our own mind. We are well to do, we can do better. But when we face the situation, then we say we are only answering the situation. But in the case of Mahatma Gandhi, he was able to face with calmness and peace. Without any reaction. And that is what Baba is teaching us. This is what is the truth. Why God is called truth? Because He is able to withstand any situation and able to maintain His qualities, which is peace and love and bliss and forgiveness, compassion. And that is why when we go to God in any situation, whatever our state of mind is, in front of Him, we experience peace as if something has taken away from us the pain and hurt and the sorrow, and we experience the comforting feeling. He doesn't get emotional if person is hurtful or person is in pain or person is in the sorrow or peacelessness, whatever situation the person is, he doesn't get emotional in that way. But instead, he remains calm, he remains stable, and he gives the vibration to others, so the others feel, the children of Baba, they feel the comfort. And that is why it is said that when the Baba's children come to Baba's home, to Baba, they come crying, and when they're going, they go laughing or smiling. And that is truth. And we can see the example in Mahatma Gandhi as well as Jesus Christ, that he, even in the Jesus Christ, he did not renounce his forgiveness in any circumstances or situation. Even if he had to pay price of that in the form of his own life. So, we can say the aspect of truth and honesty and trusteeship is that when we use the positive qualities in our life, in the circumstances, we are on the path of truth. And if you are not able to use a positive quality, then we are on the path of untruth or falsehood, we can say. And that is what we had to understand in experiencing in our life. What I have realized, that we had to get rid of vices, body consciousness, on the gross level, on the subtle level, as well as at the level where we get a lot of waste thoughts even. Even that level we had to conquer our negativity. But the years of going through from the copper age to now, the force of evil has influenced us so much that only way we can get rid of negativity is by using the lot of forgiveness. If you are in a very negative situation, and you don't have anything in your hand to defend physically. And other side, they have the something to attack us physically. At that time, you cannot make noise. You cannot react. As sister was talking today, Sister Vedanti sister was talking that when she was faced with the circumstances, she was detached, she was trusty at that moment, and she was able to tell the person that whether if you kill me, even I had to do Baba's service, and if you don't, then also I had to do Baba's service. And how calm she must be at this moment, at that moment. Although she may not be having the physical aspect of forgiveness for that person in that way, but of course she was a forgiving person. One time I also had this similar situation, but not in a physical way as she must be having, but in a spiritual, in a dream. I had a situation in the dream that in one of the country, you know, which is a kind of rough and violent country, I was in the center, and I face a person with a gun pointing towards me. But it was a dream. Just remember that was a dream. But even in the dream, I feel so happy what happened. And that time I was just having three thoughts in my mind because I could not open my mouth. And the speed of thought is much higher than the speeds of words. So one thought came in my mind was, you are my father's son. And the second thought which came in my mind is that I am your father's daughter. And the third thought which came in my mind, that in spite of this relationship, if you want to kill me, go ahead. And immediately after this thought, and of course there was no fear, after these three thoughts which came in my mind, I saw the person put down the gun, not pointing towards me. And then just start looking at me. And I was looking at him, and then I was in the standing position at that time, and I just glide and sat down as if I'm sitting in meditation. And when I was sitting in meditation, remembering Baba, and sending the as many vibration as possible, the person came towards me about a yard in front of me, kneeled down in front of me like the church posture, and starts looking at me, and then said to me, "The power you are receiving from Father, our Father, I don't know how to communicate and receive this power. And if you can share, give some power to me, I want to change my life." And I think that was a very touching point for me. And all of a sudden, a wave of compassion came in my mind. That merciful feeling came in my mind. And of course, at that point, my eyes were open. Dream finished and eyes were open. What most important part is that feeling at that particular time, that those thoughts which came in my mind that time was great. And after that, there was a great transformation in my life. I was able to look at anybody who is not pleasant looking, one who is caring to me, or any type of person came in front of me, I was able to look at them with a love, compassion, and fearlessness. And since then, I have this experience, no matter which corner of the country or which country I go, I feel that Baba's protection and that fearlessness in the mind. And I felt that this is very important. You know, sometimes we feel mercy, and in the name of mercy we get emotional, and we ourselves become the part of them in the form of sorrow, in the form of suffering, in the form of so many different things. But to have the real merciful feeling and compassionate feeling for the souls means you need to have the great relationship. Friendship, love is very, very important in our life in order to experience that fearlessness and compassionate feeling for anybody who comes in front of us. And since then, I'm using the lot of time, the word forgiveness. It has become the part of me. It has made me feel lighter. Although sometimes I may not be able to face a situation fully, positively. But it gives me faster realization in my heart. And because it's the faster realization, its process of forgiveness is also very fast. And as soon as forgiveness exercise is done, I feel very light. And I feel that some of the karmas of the past is finishing. This exercise of the forgiveness which I had that experience in meditation. One day I was sitting in meditation in Baba's remembrance, and with a little heavy heart maybe, where I need to be comforted. And Baba comforted me. And after that series of experience or the inspiration came in my mind. And those experience and thoughts which came in my mind was, first one was, why you want to forgive someone? Why the word forgiveness come in the mind? Because many times the situations which we face the situation in a positive way, which Baba always talk about, have the good wishes and good feelings and blessings to the souls, no matter what they are. When we are able to exercise this, of the good wishes and good feelings and love, then question of forgiveness never comes to us, because we have done our job. Somebody came as a test for me, or somebody came because of the influence of their own negativity, and I was able to help myself not being affected. I'm able to help others by having the good feeling and good wishes. And that person, of course, must have experienced some calmness and some good feeling, some comfort. So I go on my way and that person go on their way, calm and cool. And I also feel calm and cool. I feel nice sometimes. I feel good that I have achieved something, I have earned some income which can be added to my spiritual income of the karmas. And there's no question of forgiveness. Word forgiveness again. But the word forgiveness comes in our mind. When I was not able to deal with the situation with the most positive way, as Baba said. That means I did get affected by the situation. I did become the victim of the situation. I was influenced. I become helpless. And because I became helpless, I could not help, give any support or any help to the person who became instrument of creating situation. The consequences of that is I feel miserable. I feel run down, some hurt, some pain. And I feel that I put myself in some cage or in the prison. And I feel that now I want to be liberated. And the only way I could be liberated from that situation, maybe if I can forgive that person, then I could be free. So then I start exercising some forgiveness. Okay, I can forgive. Lot of thoughts come in my mind, the feeling comes. This person hurt me so much, I cannot forgive the person. I cannot do this. I need the strength, I need the courage. When I was just talking to myself like this in meditation, the next thought came in my mind, inspiration came in my mind. You are not forgiving other person. Why you worry about forgiving other person? But you are forgiving your own self. For way you behave, way you have dealt the situation, the way you have felt at that particular time, and still you are feeling the consequences of that, so you are forgiving yourself. It's easy to forgive ourselves than forgiving others. So the inspiration came in my mind that you had to forgive yourself. And when the thought of forgiving myself came in, a kind of humility passed over me. Because before that, I was just feeling I was right. I did not even respond in a physical way. Nobody knows that I was vexed or I was influenced. So I was right, but the person was the wrong person. So I had a kind of ego in my mind. But the time I realized that I did not deal with the situation, dealt with the situation the right way, the feeling of humility came, yes, you are also not better than someone else. I am also have some weakness and some difficulty, some limitation in my own life, which I need to deal with. than thinking about whether person is good or bad, or person is influenced by this or that. So it was a very good feeling. As soon as I felt the humility within my own self, realized that I need to look at my own self and forgive my own self, the next inspiration came in my mind, whether I must forgive myself only for the situation which I'm feeling the consequences of it, or should I forgive myself for all the things which I must be doing in the past. Because if I start reflecting from my life, from the childhood, we had been doing so many little mistakes under the influence of so many different things. And then in the conversation, the thought came in my mind was, yes, you had to forgive for whole of your life and settle down with yourself and start all over new things, new life, new consciousness, new attitude, new feelings. I find that up to this level, when I reach, it was very light feelings. It was good feelings. It was a feeling that I started loving my own self. In spite of all the negativity I may be having, and still I need to change my sanskars, whatever I am yours, Baba. And lot of courage came in my mind. Instead of my self-esteem going down, it started increasing, that whatever I am, Baba, I am yours. And then the feeling, that humility led me to Baba, as if I am the little baby, I am little child in front of Baba. And Baba is telling me, child, whatever you have done is okay. And as if he is giving me the strength, the courage, that willpower, that creating that trust. There was relationship of the trust between me and Baba. Still I acceptance of Baba towards me. So I continue with that feeling, as if Baba also forgive me for everything, whatever has happened. And as I was proceeding in that meditation, the person who became instrument for the test, I feel the lot of loving feeling. I even forget that I had to forgive the person. Instead of thinking about forgiving the person, I started feeling that person has come for uplifting me. You know? It is just like a test. If I would have passed the test, I could have been upgraded in my life. But it happened that I did not pass the test. So although the person came to uplift me, upgrade me, but I could not understand that. My understanding was not there. And that is why it happened like that. And the wave of love and appreciation start coming in my mind. Good feeling. And that good feeling make me feel that instead of forgiving that person, I must ask the forgiveness from that person. And I did ask, not physically, whatever I'm doing, I was not doing physically. I'm not going to the person to say, okay, forgive me for, you know. But everything was in a mental exercise then. And after that, little more love start coming towards the person. And that more love make me feel that I must just bless. I must just have the good wishes for the person. Whether I am physically in contact with the person, whether I am not physically in contact with the person, maybe that person may be far away. That person may not have any physical communication with me for the little while because of the drift which has taken place. Wherever the person is, I don't even know if the person is in the same physical body or the person is not in the same physical body. I don't know the address of the person. I don't know even that person is physically good or not physically good, what circumstances that person is facing at that particular moment. And the thoughts and the words in my mind was coming, whether you are alive or dead, whether you are in a good health or not, whether you are in the problems or you are not in problems, or whether, whatever condition you are, wherever you are, I don't know where you are, but let Baba bless you with all the gifts in your life, physically and spiritually. Be happy. Be peaceful. And when this exercise was taking place, of course, I was remembering one or two souls, that is why I was able to do that. When I get up from that meditation, there was lightness. There was happiness. And happiness and some kind of intoxication inside. Like you come out of the limitations and you are in the unlimited world. The feeling was you are unlimited. You are not connected to the particular body, particular country, particular, center or anything. You are not related to those things. You are beyond all these physical things which are around you. And the happiness and intoxication was so deep. I was in the center, one of the center. And I felt that I'm doing the work, the routine of the center. But while I'm doing the routine of the center, there is happiness and intoxication. And as if I am not doing anything, as if Baba is doing it, and I'm just dancing. I'm just singing and dancing and doing whatever had to be done. And the things which could have finished in 1 hour, it finished in half an hour. And then, while I was doing, I was happy. I was alone in the center that time, which was good also. That I could reflect, I could see myself. And a phone rang. And I answered the phone. And imagine who must be talking on the other side. Was a person whom I remember while I was practicing the exercise of forgiveness. Maybe that connection was after maybe 2 years. And talking to me very happily, hello, nice way. I could not believe that part, that how happy that person is answering or saying something. And then as if nothing happened between me and that person. Like as if everything of the past like finish. And giving me good news of some fortune the person has earned in the life. Which I was amazed and I was feeling very happy to hear that part of it. And it was something like as if new life, new beginning, new attitude, a new relationship was established. And it was a really good feeling. It happened about 4 or 5 years ago. And since then, I cannot say that I have become immune to that situation completely, 100%. It sometimes do affect me. But through this exercise, you know, it become easy for me to finish whatever done to undo again and let the karmas, instead of going down, remain same or little more. And there's a feeling of earning. There's a feeling of attainment in those situations. And of course, whenever there is a deep realization, whenever there is a realization of anything, you feel that you're starting new beginning. You're starting all over. You're starting something new, which always make you, means we die, we live, both. Every day we die alive and every day we live in a better situation, better spiritual state of mind. And that all that is giving me more and more strength to stand in adverse situation. Yesterday while seeing these last days, I say, what should we practice? And the thought came in my mind was, we had just had to practice, Baba. I'm coming to you, that's it. You know? That soul consciousness, Baba's remembrance. And where else we're going to get comfort? Is Baba's home. Whether we remember Madhavan, whether we remember soul's world, whichever world we remember, our time of comfort or the place of comfort will be the soul's world in Baba's company. And that has to practice in a second, you know. And that will be possible when we have the long practices in our life. To be soul conscious, going beyond the small things which are around us. As Baba says, if we have this small thing bothering us, then how can we open the door of soul's world, mukti dham? We had to allow others to go in the mukti, and we had to go in the mukti or in the liberation. So if we had to go in the liberation of ourselves and allow others to go in liberation, definitely time has come to protect ourselves. Many people, we all, means we are in the center, we are in home, we are in workplaces, we try to protect ourselves from lot of terrorist activities, you know. Somebody can come and break open this, and somebody can kill us. So we try to protect ourselves in a physical way, by having the security, by having this, by having that. All that is okay. I'm not saying that one must not do those things. But the greatest protection which we had to create in our mind And in our stage, is next moment, whatever situation we're going to be facing, not to be affected. Not to be affected by that situation in a negative way will be our most important safety measurement. And of course, this all will lead us to the bigger security in our life as time goes. It is said, I was reading in one of the book, it was not Baba's book, of course, but it was so accurate, fitting in Baba's knowledge, that lots and lots of people will come to us who will be desperate, who will be victim of the situations, the problems, the difficulties, and how should we react to them? The thought was, we need to open our hearts. We need to open our heart. We need to open our arms. And we need to shut our mouth. How it sounds. We need to open our hearts and we had to open our arms. And we had to shut our mouth. Shutting our mouth does not mean we must not say something. But of course, as Baba says, put the three dots. Not to open our mouth to say, why this happened, why that happened, how that happened, how this person can do. Close our mouth to questions. And close our mouth to even feel amazed about situation, amazed about the person, why this person has, I can't believe this person could do like that. But we can have the words of wisdom and comfort to the souls. And that is a way we can help ourselves and help others. As Baba's trustee. In the beginning we learn in Baba's Murli, especially in Sakar Baba's Murli, Baba said, lot of storm will come in your mind, but make sure that you do not do impractical. Thoughts will come, but do not do impractical. At the beginning stage, Baba said, don't even have the thought. Maybe we would not have achieved anything. Because that is the most difficult part of it. So Baba said, okay, even if it storm come in their thoughts, then don't do inaction. But those teachings which Baba has given in Sakar Murli does not continue all the time as we grow spiritually. Now we can see the effect of even the thought on us as well as on around us. There is a story in which it is said there was a king who was going, and there was a person who used to sell the wood, you know, to burn the bodies, you know, for cremation. Sell the wood for the cremation. And for a long time he did not get no business. So he did not have enough money to take care of himself. So when the procession of the, when he heard the procession of the king was going, you know, he said, if this king die, you know, his all the wood will sold. And then he will become rich and he will be able to survive in some way. And the procession of the king was going. And the king said to his advisor, you know, this person who is selling this wood is not a good person. You better go to him and tell him that leave my boundary and go to some other place. And he gone. Now his advisor is thinking, how I can tell that person that? Because there's no proof. There's nothing he has done wrong physically that I can go and say that you have done this thing wrong and you, because of that you had to leave this boundary and king has said that you must leave the boundary. But he also was curious to know why the king had this thought and words that he must leave the boundary. So he was very curious and he went and talked to this person. He said, why the king wanted you to leave this place? What happened between you and king? So he was an ordinary person. He was very honest, kind of simple person. He said when the procession was going, he had the thought that if the king die, all my wood will sell, and then I will get money. So the advisor said that if I can buy all the wood from you, what will you do then? He said he will wish that king must survive and live long. Just to complete this story. And so the advisor went and buy all the wood from him. And he said he will wish that king must live long. So when the second time the procession was going at the king, he was wishing, then king said to the advisor, you know, it's so good that you did not tell this person to leave my boundary, but it seems that this person is a good person. So let him stay. Don't go and tell him to leave. So what I can say is that our lives, every moment and every second, is designed on the basis of what we think, what we feel, what attitude we show for others, what around us, close to us. And we enjoy accordingly. Sometimes we say, okay, I'm suffering because I may be having past karmas, maybe 10 lives before. But I feel it is not 10 lives. It is just a moment before what has happened. Reflect how I'm feeling. Or a minute before what has happened. Reflect in my life. So that is past, but past of a minute before, an hour before. So we must not live in the illusion that is a past. It could be past, but unless until past 99 turn into 100, you're not feeling anything. Past maybe 99, but you must have done something to add that one, which makes 100, and you feel that pinch in your life. With all the good wishes and good feeling and Baba's blessings, enjoy your stay in Madhuban, and when Baba comes, as Daddy says, Baba, not to wait just Baba coming, but feel the Baba's presence, feel Daddy's presence, feel all the senior brothers' presence, at all time, and you will enjoy Madhavan. Om Shanti.